Good morning. The time is 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, December 12th. I'm Scott Slade, and this is Atlanta's Morning News.
This is a breaking Triple Team traffic alert from WSB.
I-75 in Cobb County has been shut down nearly 5 hours now with a horrible crash. A traffic red alert. We've worked through the night. Over the scene now, the WSB Clearway Carrier Skycopter. It's Mark McKay.
All right, Scott, but I bring with you good news here at the 7 o'clock hour. Watch the hero units. Please be careful. I know that you've been sitting in this backup for hours, but please let the hero unit operators get out of the left lane of I-75 southbound here at the North Marietta Parkway exit 265. But the crash scene, everything is now completely on the right shoulder. There is fuel that has spilled, but they were able to mop all of that up. So I-75 southbound, with the exception of the left lane here at the North Loop, has reopened. The delays are extreme through Cobb and Cherokee County. Ashley Frasca, those alternates are toast.
Yeah, traffic trooper Clearview did use the Northwest Metro Express lanes and said that was better than sitting on the bumper-to-bumper traffic at Cobb Parkway. That slow stuff on 41 starts back before Barrett Parkway. The Northwest Express lanes are crowded as you leave Kennesaw getting down past Big Shanty, but still a better route than using I-75. More in minutes on WSB.
Temperatures today are going to climb from near freezing now to highs around 53 this afternoon with a partly cloudy sky. We're currently 33 on Peachtree Street. And for Kirk Mellish, I'm Channel 2 Action News meteorologist Brad Nitz.
This portion of Atlanta's Morning News is sponsored by AquaGuard Foundation Solutions at 7:02. Here's Marcy Williams and Judd Higginbotham.
Breaking news from the WSB 24-hour news desk.
Yes, that indeed was an earthquake you felt early this morning. WSB's Michelle Wright reports live the 4.4 magnitude quake is the strongest we felt in 45 years.
Judd, that's right. Carol King running through my head because the earth did move under your feet this morning, like this man using the open mic feature on the WSB radio app.
4:15 a.m. The whole building shook.
One caller telling me all the doors in her home flew open at the same time. The earthquake itself, centered in Decatur, Tennessee, is the strongest since 1973. Geophysicist Robert Sanders telling Channel 2 Action News, it's not uncommon to feel tremors this far from the center.
They're very widely felt in the eastern United States when we have quakes of this magnitude.
The good news, no reports of damage or injuries. Reporting live in the News Center, Michelle Wright, WSB.
We have new information this morning after an officer-involved shooting in Calhoun. It is the 88th investigated by the GBI this year, matching last year's number.
GBI's Nellie Miles says Officer Joe Yother smelled pot in a car parked outside a BP. The female passenger grabbed a gun from the glove box and shot him.
Officer Yother was struck in the arm. The bullet ricocheted into his chest, striking his cell phone.
Miles says the shooter was killed by return fire. The other woman's in custody.
Happening now, Gwinnett police are on the lookout for several armed suspects after a deadly shooting at an extended stay motel in Lilburn. Channel 2 Action News reporter Steve Gelbach says a man was killed inside a room at the Homestay Suites on Stone Mountain Highway.
They're looking for 4 to 5 men. They were wearing masks and possibly all armed.
It happened around 4 o'clock this morning. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers.
WSB's top national story at 7:04. The lawyer who made his career protecting Donald Trump will be sentenced in federal court today. Michael Cohen is hoping for leniency, but WSB's Bill Caiaccio reports live federal prosecutors are recommending a stiff sentence.
Yeah, Marcy, Cohen's crimes include tax evasion and making illegal hush money payments during the 2016 presidential campaign.
The government claims that Cohen acted in coordination with and at the direction of Donald Trump in violating campaign laws.
ABC legal analyst Royal Oak says the president's now former attorney could get around 4 years in prison. Republican Senate Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana says President Trump has done nothing illegal and calls Cohen an idiot.
I think most Americans think he's a sleazoid grifter.
Cohen wants no prison time and to only pay restitution. Reporting live, Bill Caiaccio, WSB.
President Trump takes ownership of a pending government shutdown over the border wall.
I'm Jamie Dupree in Washington. As President Trump said he would shoulder the responsibility for any partial government shutdown.
I am proud to shut down the government for border security.
Republicans in Congress, like Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana, said the president was serious.
I don't think the president's bluffing. I think he's serious as 4 heart attacks and a stroke.
But the problem for the GOP is that they don't have the votes for $5 billion in border wall funding.
And Jamie says House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi pointed that out.
He does not have the votes in the House.
She later told her caucus the wall for Trump, quote, is like a manhood thing. WSB News Time, 7:05.
5 minutes after the hour at your news, weather, and traffic station. Glad you're with us this morning. We're updating weather and traffic every 6 minutes. With any luck, we'll untangle that Traffic Gordian knot in Cobb County here quickly now that lanes are reopening. We'll get to that after Channel 2 Action News meteorologist Brad Nitz updates Atlanta's most accurate and dependable forecast.
Yeah, temperatures are colder this morning than yesterday morning, but the roads are dry, fortunately, and with a partly cloudy sky, we're going to climb to a high of 53. That's about where we should be this time of year. Then overnight and into tomorrow morning, mostly cloudy down to 37, 55, and mostly cloudy tomorrow afternoon. Some rain possible by tomorrow night, but it's Friday's the wet day. Rain chance at 90%, low 45, high 54. We were down below freezing in the suburbs right now, but 33 on Peachtree Street. I'm Channel 2 Action News meteorologist Brad Nitz, WSB.
At 7:06, back to the Cool Ray Carrier Skycopter on top of the morning drive for you. It's Mark McKay.
6 minutes ago, we were first to report, Scott, that all lanes reopened here in Cobb County. Crash investigation and cleanup wrapped up. Going to take a long while before I-75, I-575, Cobb Parkway recover from the mess. I-75 shut down virtually 4 hours. But again, in case you're just joining us, I-75 southbound has reopened here in the North Loop, North Marietta Parkway. Crash on one of the alternate routes going to cause delays. We're over it. It's the South Loop, South Marietta Parkway at Franklin Gateway, just west of I-75. Northeast Veronica Rell.
And Traffic Trooper 3C says 30 minutes already, 85 southbound from 316 to 285. Not bad inside the perimeter. But Traffic Trooper Cindy says new wreck 78 westbound at Mountain Industrial Boulevard in the center lane. Heavy delays. Ashley Frasca, 400.
Traffic Trooper Jordan spotted this crash on 400 southbound just before Northridge. It looks to be a right center lane that's blocked there. All of a sudden, things very heavy starting back below Old Milton Parkway. Subway makes it simple with a simple six menu. Choose from one of six delicious 6-inch subs, chips, and a 21-ounce drink, all for $6. Every day is simple, only at Subway. Traffic brought to you by Subway on WSB.
Still to come in Atlanta's morning news.
Where do Metro Express lanes fit in GDOT's winter weather playbook?
We're really treating roads for essential travel.
I'm WSB's Edgar Tragus.
And we're covering breaking news from overnight. The terror attack at one of Europe's most popular Christmas markets. WSB News Time is 7:07. Our next WSB traffic update looks at South Metro Atlanta delays in less than 3 minutes. 7:09, our midtown temperature is 33.
Now for the latest in the war on terror. A gunman opens fire near a Christmas market in Strasbourg, France, killing at least two people and wounding a dozen more.
The gunman is someone who is known to the authorities, known for criminal activity, but he is still, as we understand it, on the run.
Sky News' Mark Stone says police raided his home, but he may have fled into Germany. He has a record and has been described as an extremist.
A Harrelson County man breaks a window to escape a burning home with two young kids. Justin Fletcher gets the 4-year-old and 5-month-old out of the house, but cannot rescue his girlfriend, too.
Firefighters discover the body of Brittany Eskew after putting out the flames engulfing the home near Tallapoosa. Fletcher is critical of Grady on a ventilator. A faulty space heater in the living room may have set the house on fire.
As we learned during Tuesday's black ice threat, Northwest and South Metro Express lanes shut down during winter weather, and that may happen again.
It's just not a priority to treat the Northwest Corridor Express or South Metro Express lanes with so many other critical miles of road to cover. GDOT's Natalie Dale tells me.
We want to make sure that we're treating the priority general purpose lanes that will get emergency vehicles or power trucks or our crews where they need to go. So that's our priority.
Edgar Tragus, WSB.
WSB News about your health. A woman who's given birth appears at greater risk of breast cancer as she gets older. Researchers at UNC discover the surprising link and may have to do with estrogen levels in pregnancy.
Now, the risk appears greatest 5 years after the last child is born and then continues for another 2 decades before declining. This finding may be key in deciding when women should start getting screened. WSB News Time, 7:11.
So how much of Atlanta is going to require a nap today? How much of North Georgia after the earthquake shook us awake at 4:15 this morning? Yeah, half of us felt it. The other half are going, doggone it, I missed it. A lot of people had earthquake breakfast going by 4:30 this morning. The 4.4 Temblors centered in Tennessee. No damage to report. So we'll recover from that today. The retooled Atlanta Ballet Nutcrackers on at the Fox Theater now. A Christmas Carol, the Alliance Theater's production, gets underway at the Cobb Energy Center through Sunday. The Georgia High School Football Championship games continue 10 o'clock this morning. First kickoff at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So, a lot going on today. Will the weather cooperate? Channel 2 Action News meteorologist Brad Nitz knows.
Yep, grab a jacket, you'll be just fine. We'll be dry today. We'll have a few more clouds as compared to yesterday's cloudless sky. Partly cloudy this morning and through this afternoon. Temperature starting below freezing for most of us, but headed to 53. No ice concerns today. We're dry. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, still dry, low 37, high 55. Chance of a few showers by tomorrow night. Friday's the wet day, however. I'm bumping your rain chance up to 90% Friday, low 45, high 54. Right now, we're down to 24 in Powder Springs, Kennesaw 28, Roswell 27, South Fulton at 29, and now 33 on Peachtree Street. I'm Channel 2 Action News meteorologist Brad Nitz, WSB.
Thank you, Brad. It's 7:12. It's time to check the morning drive again with Mark McKay.
Marietta police have had their hands full this morning trying to get traffic moving through Cobb County. Now we have an injury crash blocking most of the intersection of the South Loop and Franklin Gateway just west of I-75. 75 and 575 in recovery mode. All lanes open. Crash investigation cleanup wrapped up. I-75 southbound of the North Loop exit 265. 25 filling fast in Cobb County on the inner loop. Already flowing to Cobb County. 25 north and westbound from Covington Highway to Peachtree Industrial Boulevard. Southside Park Air.
Crash off to the right shoulder now. 75 southbound. Outbound Jotico Road in Henry County. Northbound 75 slows at Terra Boulevard. 675 north slows north of 138 up to Ellenwood. Still rough downtown in the connector north from before Lankford Parkway to earlier trouble at Freedom Parkway. Veronica Harrell, I-20.
And over on the West Expressway, stop and going. I-20 eastbound from Thornton Road over to 285 East Expressway. 20 westbound, bumper to bumper from before Pinola to 285 the east side, and brake lights inside the perimeter before Moreland. This report brought to you by Fresh Food, by Kroger. Fresh food, low prices. Anyone can deliver a box, but Kroger makes it easy with store pickup and now shipping right to your door. So check out While You're Chilling with the app or at Kroger.com. Triple Team Traffic, WSB.
Coming up after a short break here, the indictments handed down now from a gambling operation and robbery on the campus of Kennesaw State University, and the five-day forecast, a better-looking weekend day. WSB News time is 7:14.
News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
It's good to get to straight news. Tell me what's going on.
News, weather, traffic, and the top three things you need to know with Scott Slade.
At 7:16, number one's the weather. You can expect some more clouds by this afternoon, but a dry day today, a high of 53. At number two, the 4.4 magnitude earthquake in eastern Tennessee felt in Georgia. WSB's Pete Combs describes what it felt like.
Very hard shaking, very briefly, not more than 10 seconds, but it was enough to wake both me and my wife out of a calm, dead sleep.
And later today, sentencing for former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen. 11 a.m. is when it will take place at federal court in New York. He's pleaded guilty to charges stemming from bank fraud, tax evasion, and election law violations. WSB News Time is 7:17.
The Cobb County Grand Jury returns indictments in a gambling operation and robbery on the KSU campus.
Then Kennesaw State football players Akebron Rawls and Jalen Edwards allegedly helped plot and carry out a robbery at Rawls' apartment where guys were betting on a video game basketball tournament with a pot worth nearly $4,000. KSU investigator Susie Massengill said in court Edwards let the two gunmen inside where the victims said they were robbed of shoes, an iPhone, and cash.
He saw Mr. Edwards receive money from them during the robbery.
Robbers Justin Mosley and Isaiah Hightower were tracked down by a ping on a cell phone. Veronica Waters, WSB.
We have new information in the deadly hit and run at a Duluth gas station. Gwinnett police ID the suspect, Anita Mustafi of Lawrenceville. An officer recognized the photo, which we put up on our website, WSBradio.com.
A witness at another pump tells Channel 2 Action News he saw it all.
She just fell, and then people came to her, then the ambulance, everybody came. And
investigators say the women argued before Melissa Wheeler was struck and killed. Mustafi remains at large.
Domestic violence suspect opens fire on officers serving a warrant on him near Houston, Texas.
The officer serving a felony warrant when bullets suddenly start flying.
Officer down, send an ambulance.
The suspect firing at police near the front door. They shoot back. Three officers hit, one shot in the face.
ABC's Marcus Moore says they'll all survive. The suspect, Daniel Trevino, later killed himself.
Brooklyn's DA drops charges and a New York City woman is freed from jail after being arrested for sitting on the floor of a welfare agency once all the chairs in the waiting room were full.
I'm just so grateful to everyone, and I'm just happy to be free.
The video of arresting officers yanking Jasmine Headley's baby from her arms is on our website, WSBradio.com. Two city employees are on leave for their poor judgment.
Older vehicle headlights may not be up to par.
The headlights on many older vehicles are not bright enough, and considering the average age of vehicles is 11,
that's really a recipe for disaster.
AAA's Megan Cooper says the problem with older headlights is the plastic around the bulbs can become cloudy or yellow. She says on average, the headlights of a car that's 11 only generates about 20% of the light that new cars and trucks do. She says headlights are important as nearly half of all crashes occur at night. Sabrina Cupid, WSB.
WSB News Time, 7:19.
The only five-day forecast on Atlanta Radio.
Accurate and dependable on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Brought to you by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Here's Channel 2 Action News meteorologist Brad Nitz.
A partly cloudy sky now, and through the day, we're looking at temperatures topping out at around 53. That's just a couple of degrees shy of our average, so right about where we should be for this second week of December. Then overnight and into tomorrow morning, partly cloudy, down towards a low of 37, so not quite as cold as this morning. We're down into the 20s across most of the area outside the perimeter. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 55. Chance of some showers by tomorrow night, but Friday will be wet. Widespread rain, put that chance at 90%. Friday's low, 45. High 54. Now my 5-day forecast for the weekend. Saturday will stay mostly cloudy. We'll have some showers that linger into Saturday. Put your rain chance at 60%. Low 44, high 52. And even a little bit of a wintry mix possible in parts of far north Georgia Saturday. Don't expect any impacts from that. And then for Sunday, partly cloudy, low 42, high 55. Recapping the forecast for today, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 53. Right now, 33 on Peachtree Street. I'm Channel 2 Action News meteorologist Brad Nitz, WSB.
Back to the morning drive now at 7:20. Here's Smiler Mermakay.
Beach pass holders, you've been using the Northwest Express lanes and really running up that toll this morning. It's been crowded as well, leaving Kennesaw, the Northwest Metro Express lanes. Once you get closer to Marietta, the better. We had a crash that blocked all lanes, almost 5 hours, I-75 southbound at exit 265. North Loop, all travel lanes are open there, but terrible delays through Cobb and Cherokee County, adding to the lows in Marietta. Crash blocking most of the intersection, South Loop at Franklin Gateway. Northeast Park Air.
85 south jammed in the normal spots, 316 out of Spaghetti Junction. That's a 30-minute trip. Extra delays past the Big Rock on the Stomont Freeway with a crash clearing at Mountain Industrial Boulevard. Ashley Frasca, 400.
Help just arrived to the stall in the right center lane, 400 southbound before Northridge Road, really causing a big jam back to Haynesbridge. And traffic trooper Striper said there's something in the left lane, 400 northbound before Holcomb Bridge. The holidays are all about family. Woodstock Furniture and Mattress Outlet is a family-owned business. Let us make sure your home is sunny and bright for the holidays. WoodstockOutlet.com. Triple Team Traffic, WSB.
Coming up at Atlanta's Morning News.
Big changes in the way Cobb County sees mass transit. Could this mean MARTA might finally move in? In Marietta, I'm WSB's Pete Combs.
And where Clark Howard sees Metro Atlanta housing prices going next. WSB News Time is 7:21. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. We'll check I-285 delays before 7:30. First at 7:23, it's Marcy Williams and Judd Higginbotham.
A transit survey shows Cobb County residents are willing to pay their way out of traffic jams.
That's the finding of a new survey that sort of starts out with the obvious. Most Cobb County residents say traffic is their biggest headache.
You didn't probably need to do a survey to find that out.
Cobb County Commissioner Bob Ott says the survey also found building more roads isn't the answer.
Then you have to embrace something, some sort of mass transportation.
61% of those responding say Cobb needs to spend more on mass transit, and 59% of those asked say they're willing to pay more to cut down on traffic jams.
WSB's Pete Combs says about half would support joining MARTA if it expands its bus service.
Governor-elect Brian Kemp calls for unity in his first major speech to state lawmakers since winning the election.
It's time to shed the labels and work together. Is Georgians.
Governor-elect Brian Kemp spoke to state lawmakers at their biennial conference in Athens. He says it's time for both sides of the aisle to join together to tackle issues of education, health care, taxes, and school safety. While several Democrats refused to attend, Senator Lester Jackson, chair of the Legislative Black Caucus, liked what he heard.
He wants to put all that aside and work with everyone. And he also mentioned he wants to work with people across party lines.
Sandra Parrish, WSB.
House Republicans demand to know from Google's CEO if the search engine's politically biased.
We approach our work without any political bias. We build it in a neutral way.
But he's literally stumped by conservative Iowa Congressman Steve King.
How does that show up on a 7-year-old's iPhone who's playing a kid's game?
Congressman, iPhone is made by a different company.
WSB's Jamie Dupree compares that to your parents asking you how a cell phone works. WSB News Time, 7:25.
It's 25 minutes after 7. We'll hear from Clark Howard where housing prices are headed next to Metro Atlanta after we update weather and traffic. Today's forecast, here's Channel 2 Action News meteorologist Brad Nitz.
Yeah, mix of sun and clouds. We're cold this morning, starting down below freezing across most of the area, headed to a high of 53 and partly cloudy today. Right now, 33 on Peachtree Street.
What's happening now in the morning drive? Here's Mark McKay.
Delays, travel advisory leaving the Big Rock, Stone Mountain, Snellville this morning along Highway 78. Crash that was causing concerns now cleared 78 westbound Mountain Industrial Boulevard. East side perimeter right lane knocked out, inner loop 25 southbound, exit 43 Covington Highway. That is where the outer loop delays begin, taking past Peachtree Industrial Boulevard into Dunwoody. West side perimeter
Veronica Rell.
Just picked up a new stall in Interloop 285 northbound at Washington Road, taking out a center lane going to cause a slow zone for you. 285 north and eastbound, the usual on and off the brakes from Hollowell over to Georgia 400. Ashley Frasca downtown.
It is tough on the connector, 7585 northbound 166. Earlier crash cleared up at Freedom Parkway, 85 south as you head into town. You're seeing the delays down from Georgia 400. Just getting word of new trouble in Henry County. A bad crash, Highway 138 westbound is blocked at Glen Devon Road. Triple team traffic, WSB.
At 726, here's Clark Howard.
If you've been on the sidelines, frustrated, trying to buy a home, well, I want you to know supply and demand, the marketplace, is starting to work in your favor. If you found prices to be too stubbornly high, that there's not enough inventory out there, the inventory still remains a bit of a problem in many zip codes around the country, but the inventories are steadily rising in a lot of places, and price cuts are becoming more the norm. It wasn't that long ago in so many places around the U.S. that you had to put in a bid above the asking price, be willing to get in a bidding war, waive all inspections and all the rest. That was then, this is now. And so the higher interest rates on mortgages right now is actually working to your advantage as a home buyer, in that it's creating more bargaining power for you in shopping for a home.
WSB Money Matters, sponsored by RBM of Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz Sandy Springs. Right now, futures are trading positives. What a wild week of swings for the stock market. Here's WSB Money Matters host Wes Moss.
Scott, good morning. Yesterday's session was essentially the exact opposite of Monday, as the Dow started off hot but gave up a big gain and ended up closing the day in negative territory. This countered a Monday where stocks started with a big decline but actually finished higher. In fact, if you look at the last 2 days, the Dow is pretty much exactly where it started the week, but over that span, we've seen two 500-point reversals, one in each direction.
Coming up next, following a developing story.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.